We're getting, I don't know what you call it, near the end, but we're getting near the end of the year because I have a bar mitzvah in Israel. I missed the last one because of COVID, so I have to go. Can't be a bad grandfather and not miss all the bar mitzvahs. So I'm going. The boy was born on Shavuot Thomas. I'm going like a day before, so it's like on Tuesday. Of Shavuot, it's like a test of Thomas. So how,
Next week, Tuesday.
next week's too, which we have to end by next week Monday, and then already it's the summer. So we only have 1 week and 2 days. And sometimes when you have an end, it gets more. You can get in energized. Yeah, sometimes not, but yeah, very
Or
often.
by after next week, Monday, we're going to go on break for the summer.
Yes. Because I'm not going to be here, and then coming back, it's going to be ready. The yeshiva here is breaking for the
What
summer.
about all the weddings? I have a wedding on.
What? I'm sorry, Rabbi Melitz, we didn't hear you.
There's meetings next week, July 3rd, July 4th.
What wedding? I'm not sure.
Rabbi Melitz has something interesting to say. He cuts out his internet.
There's weddings next week.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I
I
don't.
don't know. The superstition. What?
I'm not invited. As far as I know, I'm not invited. July 4th, I'm not here. I'm on the plane to Israel. So, okay. Anyway, Be'ez Hashem. As far as next year, I have no idea what we're doing. I'm going to ask Nelson Yeshaya to take a census. It could be guys already tired. They want to stop. We'll see. It'll take a secret ballot to see what people want to do. So that I don't have to, people don't have to worry about insulting me one way or the other.
No way.
We'll see. I have nothing to shy at to take to pun the
You're
people.
ruining the secret ballot,
There
Rafi.
might be some people
Oh,
that are, they're just
Rabbi, everyone's
embarrassed.
here wants to continue. I don't think we need a secret ballot or anything.
Rabbi, I just started. I
How
just
many people?
started, so.
You don't have to, but there are some people, like you move on in life.
No. I don't think there's been any
I
secret.
don't, Rabbi, I bend over backwards my schedule to do this. It'd be a real letdown if we had to
If the
stop.
guys want, we can continue next year. If they don't want, I will not mind.
Does the yeshiva start Rosh Chodesh El, or when does the yeshiva start?
But basically, yeah, because it's a, I don't know exactly. We'll figure it out. We'll around somewhere around there. I'll have to check. The Maisa Yavamis is exciting this after. Rashiva used to say Yavamis is his favorite Misafta. I think Rav Gifter said it was his favorite Misafta. There was a famous fight between Rashiva and Rav Gifter was in Yavamis, I think. I think.
I was in Yeshivish here for almost entire year Yavamas.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Machlokas Rashbar Ramban still sticks with me.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. Rav Chaim, were you there when Rav Gifter came? Rav Gifter came in Yavamis. Okay. Can't
Not
be.
that cycle. It wasn't that cycle. That was
Okay.
like 95, 96.
Okay. I don't know whether it was before or later, but Rav Gifter came in Yavamis. I guess I was probably earlier. Okay. Anyway, Yavamis is a beautiful Masechta, but the Maisa is also a hard Masechta because it's all interconnected,
Very hard.
which is what makes it beautiful.
Yeah, but Rebbe, how many people have to wanting to have the shiur to continue the shiur? I think we can have it right now, taken
Okay,
care of.
let's see. We'll wake us. We'll let I'll let that in the
I mean,
shy.
unless Rebbe is trying to back out, then that we're
Right,
gonna
is
fight.
Rebbe
Now
wanting
we're
to back out?
gonna fight.
I'm not trying to back out. I just feel sometimes guilty that you never know if people are still stuck. I want to give people a chance to back out. Okay, let's do this news again. So we'll see. I'll ask Nathan Shai to take a survey, and we'll see. Okay, this
All
happened
right.
to be a very nice
The
figure.
survey can be over before the end of year.
Okay, one
That's
second.
what
Let's take this time news figures. We have the Gemara. The Gemara is actually almost no Rashi on the Gemara. Very, very difficult for me because I love to work on Rashi. But okay. But Taibis is very difficult or interesting. So let's just read quickly. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. Basically, it's really a very strange thing that the really Taibis is on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is really in Gittin, and it's just quoted here, Agav Orche, for good or ugly. So why Tosfos writes all the Tosfos here And I was, you know, it's a little strange. If I was Taisus, I would have written them in Gittin, where the Mishnah is. But okay, that's what Taisus does.
They're there as well, Rabbi.
What?
The Taisus is there as well.
I understand, but there's a lot here. I think there's even more here than there. I'm not sure.
Printers.
There's, you know, like we would have thought if you're just quoting a Mishnah, Agavurche, you know, when you get the Kedah, the Mishnah is not quoted, it's just quoted Agavurche for for good or agad. You know, if we were learning, we would say, don't get off the topic. But you see, Tavis didn't do that. Tavis got off the topic. They quote something. The mice said it happens to be a good lesson that in order to get the keys, if the Gemara quotes something that's off the topic, it pays to be ma'ayin into it, because that's how you get the keys in Shas. Otherwise, you only know the things you learned and the sectors you learn. Okay. Anyway, so let's read the Mishnah. It says Meisvi. A person is a half Eved Chatzi Ben Chayr. Now we're talking about an Eved Kanani, not an Eved Yisrael. An Eved Kanani is a very interesting Bria. An Eved Kanani is in itself is a strange bird, so to speak. Because an Eved Kanani is a half Jew, half Goy. In other words, an Eved Kanani is Chayiv in Mitzvahs and also says, like a woman, but he's potter from Mrs. Essays. And I remember a Pashinsky telling me that I don't remember who it is, but some famous gadol said that there's no pashtus by an Eved Kanani, there's no din of Eina Mitzvah Va'isa by Mrs. Essays. It's different than a woman.
My grandma, I say it's my grandma.
Right, Mrs. Essays, my God, that's why I know what I said, but okay. But in other words, it's a famous Gemara that TV Abdi, whatever it was, he was sleeping under the bed in the sukkah because he knew that he was potter. He let him sleep on top of the, you know, be a mitzvah Isa. Starts it because they say that he doesn't even have a din of a mitzvah Isa because he's this hybrid. And you see an Eved, so the Eved Kanani is a half Jew, half guy. An interesting, you know, there's a Gabi the Mitzvah Losa say he's a Jew. But the Gabi Mitzvah Essay, he's not like a woman, he's like a guy, Pashtus. So he's like somehow
the Mitzvah Station of Grandma if he wants to. He's not allowed to?
He's maybe allowed to, but the question is, does he get any schar? A woman, the Minigan by Klai Yisrael is a woman do Mitzvah Essay Shazman Grandma, and they even make a bracha.
Except for things like talis and spilling.
A woman sits in a sukkah and she makes a bracha, leishim a sukkah.
Ashkenazim.
The Gemara, I don't remember where this was. It's in sukkah, I think. That who was it? Rabbi Gamliel?
I think it's the second parak in sukkah.
Rabbi Gamliel had an Eved, and he was, what was his name? I forgot his name. Something TV.
Tavi Avdi.
So he was sleeping under the bed.
Talks about Tavi Avdi.
So he was sleeping under the bed. Bedafka slept under the bed because he's not yet, he knew he's potter. So sleep on top of the bed and get a mitzvah like a woman. So some people say, I don't know if it's not everything is mikubo and every university accepted. But the Rav Pashinsky was telling me that that's maybe Rav Velbo held, that he doesn't have a gather of Eina Mitzvah Isa. So he's in a new Bria. He's a half Jew, half guy. The Maisa in our Sugya, he doesn't have Yichus, which makes him vex our Sugya, whether he can do Priyavu. So there's this strange Bria, an Eved.
Now this first mission and second parak.
Okay, thank you. What does it say? You want to read it to us? You got it to read. Got it.
It says the idea is Patura Minasuka. went
out of his way to sleep under the sukkah. That's what it sounds like.
And Rashi says, "Vavodim peturim min asukah." The ma'aser b'tavi avdei, "Vavodim peturim min asukah." The mitzvah saseh she has man grama nashim peturas. Chol sheisha chayev is even nami chayev.
Isn't brachas also says he was mekabel tachanunim for tavi? Was that brachas? Yeah. Is mekabel tachanunim for him?
Okay. And he's a talmid chacham.
He says he's kosher. Yeah.
If he's a talmid chacham, why didn't he chap the mitzvah? Right? We talk about chapping a mitzvah. So some people say, again, I'm not sure everyone agrees.
That I think Tysus deals with it over there.
Right, that's second. Tysus deals with it because he did wear tefillin.
Tysus deals with that.
Because Tysus, the Yerushalmi says he wore tefillin, so it's pshat that he wore tefillin. He's trying to kind the mitzvah. Right.
Okay, see, I don't have the big keys. I only know they're up to Shinsky. Okay, anyway, the Meisen, Evan is an interesting bria. But now we have, I have to look at the Tysus. Now we have a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Chayin. So this is really an interesting Bria. He's half a Jew, and he's half an Eved, which itself is a half a Jew. So now, what do we do? So as far as working, we have a solution. Eved is Rabbo Yom Echad, it's Asbo Yom Echad. Divrei Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel say, we have a solution. There's no problem with the money. So what happened was, the case was, I think there were two Shutfim that owned an Eved, and one of them set him free. By setting him free, he became a Ben Chayrin. The other one never set him free. So now he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And I think that's the only way you can get such a Bria. So now, Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel saying, hey, so okay, no problem. Comes on Beis Shammai and says, Tekantem is Rabbo. There's Avda, Atmelo Tekantem. Okay. You didn't fix himself. Why? Least the Shifcha Yachal. He can't marry a Shifcha. Now, normally, an Evan Kanani can marry a Shifcha, which itself also shows that he's a sort of a strange bird, Bria, because a Jew can't marry a Shifcha, except an Evan Ivri also can marry a Shifcha. So I don't know, that maybe not such a riot. But this Evan Kanani, an Evan Kanani is allowed to marry a Shifcha. Shifcha is not a guy.
Evan Ivri can only marry Shifcha of his master.
Okay, if the master gives him, but still,
you see Evan Kanani can marry any Shifcha, right?
I assume so.
And who do the babies go to? It's split between the masters?
I assume the babies go to the kids are, I don't know. I don't know. I assume they would go to the Shifcha, but I don't know. To the whoever owns a Shifcha. So it says, Liz, but normally he can marry a Shifcha because an Eved Kanani. But here, Liz the Shifcha in a Yachal. He can't marry a Shifcha. Why not? Because the Ben Chayrin is not allowed to marry a Shifcha. In other words, a regular Jew cannot marry a Shifcha. So here, Al Sitzad Ben Chayrin Shiva, he can't marry a Shifcha. Lisa Bas Chayrim and a Yachal. He can't marry a Bas Chayrim because the Tzad Evan is also to a Bas Chayrim, right? And it also, as it shows, that an Evan cannot marry a Bas Chayrim and then a Ben Chayrim cannot marry a Shifcha. So therefore, he can't marry anyone. And he can't marry a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Bas Chayrim because in the Maisa, Tzayvitz will say, because that's also the two halves are not, you know, each half is being with the whole thing. It will be the same problem. Therefore, he can't get married. He bought, though. So what are you going to say? Shouldn't get married. So that's a tragedy. That's not called the Kantem Etzatzmo. Why not? Because, I don't know, they brought a better proof. It doesn't say because a person wants to be married, right? Very interesting. Just say you're a Musa Gemara. The Gemara says tekantem es rabo v'es atzmo lo tekantem. So we would say it's atzmo lo tekantem because he can't get married. You know, a person needs to get married. It brings a certain amount of shlemus. But that's not what the Gemara says. He says lo tekantem es atzmo because he's going to lose out on the mitzvah of La Nivra Ha'ilam and a Privu. He's missing out on this mitzvah. We'll have to see what, obviously, in Taisus, what that means.
What is this, the Lashon HaTikantam? They made a takana, or no, they
fixed it? You didn't fix.
You know, who had to fix? Who ever said to fix it? Where are we fixing it? The takana?
Beisidol gave a suggestion that he should work for the Adin one day and him one day. So that was a fixing. They solved the problem. How?
The problem?
There was a problem. What's this Evan going to do? He's in heaven and he's not in heaven. So we had, in a certain sense, Beisidol had a problem. What on a financial level? Does he work for himself or does he work for the Adin? So Beisidol came up with a solution that one day he works for the Adin and one day he works for himself.
I'm saying that's a genius solution.
That was a practical solution. Solution. It doesn't mean takana. It means a solution. So Beis Shammai say takatam. You figured out a solution. You fixed the problem. How is we going to manage the financial issues here? You came up with a financial.
Nobody else could say that. I'm just saying. It sounds like they did some kind of chiddush. Like normally, you wouldn't be able to say that. He's half and half. They came along like some kind of thing.
I don't know. It doesn't mean that they're misaking. It means you fixed. No, I don't think this. But Beis Shammai say, but you didn't fix the problem of marriage. You can't get married, and therefore you can't fulfill and prove vu. And the whole world will nivra and prove vu. How do we know? Shemar lo so baro the yashas yitra. So the Gemara is very, very strange, which is where obviously Taifas goes into, is that they say that the world is created for approval, and then they quote a pasuk, which is not a pasuk of approval, but the pasuk of Shabbos, right? So that's a very strange already in the Gemara.
Why is that strange? The mitzvah approval we know is only for Yidden.
Shabbos
lechar applies to Goyim too.
Pashas the Gemara was saying of the mitzvah had all the nivra item and an approval. So the Gemara is pushing that no, we gotta have pruvu. So the they quote a pasuk which is talking about Shabbos, not pruvu. So how can
the Yiddish side of him has a mitzvah pruvu, but his entire essence has the mitzvah of Shabbos.
Yeah, but the word yishenemar means you're bringing a riot to what you just said. You said. I don't know. Nivra ha'olam ed approval. You didn't say, we're not going to have Shabbos. You said
because on a negative aspect, he would be missing out on the mitzvah of Shabbos. However, I'm sorry, the mitzvah of Pur Revu, because he's half of him as a yid. But on a positive aspect, only half of him has the mitzvah of Pur Revu, and therefore.
Fine. Listen, when you work with Taisus, we'll figure it out. But the Lashon of the Gemara is fair, even after Taisus, because the Gemara should be consistent. They should have said, Libato, I don't know, Nibra, I'm out of the Shabbos. Shinemar, so Bara. But what are they saying? We can't be Libato because we want Provu. And then they quote a Pasuk that we want Shabbos. You know, the Pasuk has to be a Raya to what you said. Shinemar. Shinemar means we're bringing a Raya from the Pasuk. Okay, so Taivis talks about it. I'm not sure I really understand how Taivis answers the question, but let's wait. Shinemar, I'll talk about it. Shed Yitra. And Kaivinis Rabba Vasas Ben Chayrim, which Taivis points out is really that we're forcing the Adin to do an Aveira because it's an Isser to free your Eved. So, in order to solve this problem that the Eved can't fulfill Pruvu or Sheves, so we force the Adin that he should be over in Aveira, which is very strange. But we force the Eved to set him free. The Kaisen Shtar outside Dhammad. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Nothing to do with Ari Gemara, except that the Gemara wants to know about the Hilchos Gado Agud and how two Shutzim work. Okay, which is, but the Gemara has nothing, not interested at all in the marriage part. Okay, Rashi, interesting enough, doesn't say a word about this Mishnah. Okay, it's not relevant. Okay, but Taisus goes to town. So we have three big Taisus here. I don't think we're going to get to all three. But the first two are sort of work together. And the third one, all the Torah is on the beginning of Taisus. Taisus is Kasha and his answer, the first part. So that's what we're going to, you know, it's nice to read the whole thing, but I'm just, you know, what we...
Excuse me, Rebbe, isn't Rashi saying something about an Eved Ivri at the bottom?
Where is Rashi?
It seems he's talking about an Eved Ivri.
Where are we talking about? Shani Hachi, the Ogud Iga Go Leka. Is that in where?
Yeah, that Rashi.
Might be in Mara before.
Eved Yochel Liknos.
No, that's the next step in the Gemara. When the Gemara says that Lagabi the God Ogud question, the Ogud Iga. Good Leko. Nope. Because if he would try to sell his half of Ben Chorin, that would be an Eved Ivri. If he would
okay,
sell
right. Okay. Right. Otherwise, you know, he's saying that he can't sell himself. Okay. So thank you.
There's a Rashi before that also we could do. The second to last Rashi is on our Gemara. I'm a Chazu Beis Ho.
Okay, just say Mishim Pruvu. Okay, let's see Taisus. I'm going to get back down. Okay, so let's read the first Taisus. Just for the people who want to know, we're going to work on Be'ezus Hashem, the first, second, if we get a chance. And the third Taisus, basically his question. His question is where, and his first answer is where most of the Torah is. So let's see. Lisa Shefreina Yachel. David says, "Avo gav damer babo yivimto." That's Yivamis. Takol moedim be'evet sheino chiyus. Elokiyim pruvu. V'hokinamim yisa shifka elokiyim. Even davlan nisyaches achareha. So David says that an Eved has no chiyus. Therefore, the child, when you have a child of an Eved, it's not considered his child. And Memeda, there's no kiyum approval, because in order to fulfill kiyum approval, there has to be that there's yichus. Then he says, the same thing if you marry a shivcha, even when married a shifcha, lo kiyim, ki nevad misyaches aharecha. In other words, since the din is, now that we know there's the hemshech of Taivis is as follows. Once we see from Yevamis that there's no mitzvah preview if you don't have yichas, and we know that when you marry a shifcha, the vlad is misyaches aharecha, so then there's no yichas. In other words, the way it works is a funny thing in Yichus, is the nationality, so to speak, whether it's a Jew or a guy, goes after the mother. Once we've established a nationality, then there's Yichus to determine the Shevet after the father. So he's saying that when you marry a Shivcha, that's a question of determining the nationality, whether he's a Jew or an Eved. And there, the din is that the vlad is misyaches ahareha, which means that even if it was a chatzi eved, chatzi bas chayrin, who married a shivcha, the vlad is a total eved. The vlad is a total eved, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah pre-yavu, because there's no chiyus. And eved has no yichus.
What's the mitzvah? We understand. The mitzvah pre-yavu is what?
The mitzvah pre-yavu, apparently, is to have children that are miyuchas after you. Not enough just to make a child in the bria. It has to have that child is miyuchas to you. So therefore, if you created a child, but the child is not miyuchas to you, then you did not fulfill priyavu. That's what it says.
Our Gemara, we said that the whole purpose of the whole world was created, whatever, for the mitzvah puruvu, to have a child that's mizyachis after the guy.
That's what Taibis is saying. Parshat Shat to Gemara means to get the mitzvah approval, right? We're worried about the mitzvah. If you don't get the mitzvah, we don't care. You know, we don't care about anything except the mitzvah.
Yeah, are we talking about the mitzvah pruvu, or are we talking about the mitzvah sheves here?
We're talking about the mitzvah pruvu right now. Taibis is going to switch in a minute to the mitzvah sheves. But Taibis is starting out, he's talking about pruvu. The next line, he says, Vafido Shevis Lokiyim. So the first line of Taibis, till the Vafido, he's focusing in on pruvu. So he's saying, the Gemara says that these are Shifchena Yacho, and you can't say Dilavibato because we need pruvu. The whole world is created, no nivet approved it pre review. So Taibis' problem is mashma from the Gemara, that if Lu Yitzur you could marry a Shifcha, then you solve the problem. Parshat Shat the Mashmal to the Gemara is you solve the problem with Pruvu. That's the Parshat Mashmal. You know, we have a solution. The world was not created at it for Pruvu, but we have a way he can get Pruvu. He can lease a Shifcha.
Why can't we just say that the Gemara means that to be populated, we goyim are not obligated for Ruvu? How could that mean the mitzvah for Ruvu? What about all the goyim?
Parship Shad is we don't care about the world being populated. Parship Shad. Obviously, we're going to get to Tavis's Tarets, and maybe Tavis's Tarets, you'll tell me, is saying what you're saying. I don't know. Maybe not. But Parship Shad, we don't care about the world population. If I care, it could be the world overpopulated. I don't know. You know, we don't care about population.
How do you learn lo nivra ha'olam el the pervi? The olam is the world.
Parship Shat is we care about the mitzvahs. The mitzvah privu is a major mitzvah in the Torah. But lo yitzur, let's say you could clone people without being fulfilling privu. You know, they figure out a way of cloning. And you're not going to get pruvu for those cloning. So parship shot is we're not interested in that. We're not parship shot is we care about mitzvahs. We don't care about if the Torah said that by the Torah making it a mitzvah, that is what that's the simen and a siba that's important. But something that's not a mitzvah, so then that's not important.
So how does Rebbe read the words that the world lo nivra ha'olam, the world was not created except that the Jewish people should be mekayim
pruvu? The mitzvah pruvu, but if there's no mitzvah, then I'm saying it's both a simen and a siva, right? I have to be I don't know, you know, I have to check who's on the shir. I don't know. I gotta be careful. I don't say something that's politically not correct, but I'll say it anyway because I can't help it. Rav David Jay used to have a joke. He used to like to say over that when President Kennedy was running for president, so they arranged a meeting between him and the Satmar Rebbe, and because he was trying to get the Satmar votes, so they had a chassid who was the interpreter because Satmar Rebbe only spoke Yiddish, so the Kennedy told the Satmar Rebbe through the interpreter that we have a lot in common because you believe in large families and I'm Catholic and I also believe in large families. You know, the Catholics supposedly don't practice birth control. They believe in large families. So supposedly the Satmar Rebbe told Dr. Chassid in Yiddish, I don't think he was supposed to translate this, that if that Shagetz thinks that I'm happy, that he has a lot of shkutzim, there's something wrong with him. You know, we're not interested in obviously there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of chesed and everything and sar bani chayim. Okay, but when we say that the world is created for Vel Nivra Adam Edit Approvu. It means for Pruvu, not for happy, you know, just to have to populate the world. I don't know. That's so Tavis Kasha was.
What does Sheves mean then?
Sheves is also a mitzvah. Is it Sheves? No, Sheves is also. Tavis says clearly. I don't know
Sheves, about Gaim. Sheves is a pasuk in Bereishis. It's before there were any Yidden.
Okay, prove.
What about Stam? That Hashem wants there to be further generations, number one. And number two, the whole idea, you're bringing a shaman into the world. I mean, it's going to do mitzvahs. Isn't that the part? It's only because there's a mitzvah of that part of it? Cloning.
Parship shot, yes. What Tim is going to talk about, that there's also no Shabbos in this situation. The Shabbos is also Parship shot. There are Gidrei Halacha in Yaitzi Shabbos. Yes, I do not know if a guy gets Shabbos. I do not know. I do not know if a goy gets pruvu. It could be a goy does have pruvu. I don't know. I'm not.
Adam wasn't mekayim pruvu.
What?
The first Adam wasn't mekayim pruvu.
Could be a goy does have pruvu, but the goy has yichus. A goy has yichus. A Evan doesn't have yichus. A goy has yichus. It could be a goy does have a mitzvah pruvu. I think I saw in a sefer that one of the reasons why abortions are usher for goyim is because they're being mevato pruvu. And they have a chi of approval also. So it could be that they have a mitzvah approval. I don't know. I don't have enough bikiyas in the, you know, I didn't look up. It is possible that goyim have a mitzvah approval. And maybe they would have a mitzvah Shabbos also. But Typhus is saying that I think that is what I said is right, that the Isser abortion, according to some day, is because it's not, we don't hold it's Ritzicha, and Hatzah Zera is only as Bitu Pruvu, according to some people, at least by Goyim.
So then it works out very good. But then if this guy was a Goy before, so he already had kids, he already had Pruvu, so yeah. Now we're saying that, so over here, so
doesn't say he had kids before, he can't make up a new Akimta. Doesn't say that. But it's a shayla is, Tavis's problem is because an Eved doesn't have yichus. And a shifka, a child from a shifka, doesn't have yichus. And once there's no yichus, there's no kim in the mitzvah preview. I want to get to the answer, so we have to go. So Tavis kasha is that since an Eved doesn't have yichus, and there's no pruvu and there's no yichus, so you marry a shifka, the kid, the child goes after the shifka. So therefore also there's no yichus because the child, I think there's no yichus because, you know, even if it was a full-fledged Jew that married a shifka, there would be no yichus. That's my impression. In other words, Tavis is only proving from the Gemara and Yevamis that you need yichus to be mekayim pruvu. When you marry a shifka, so since the Vlad is Misyaches Achareha, and the Vlad is a Shifcha, is an Eved. Once the Vlad is an Eved doesn't have Yichus. That's what it also says in the Yevamis. So then the Vlad, since the Vlad is halachically an Eved, then there's no Yichus. So there's no mitzvah pruvu. Even if he would have been a Jew, a full-fledged Jew, there wouldn't be pruvu.
Why doesn't Tosus have a kasha? Let's say the halacha was it's miyachas after the man, after the eved. So then wouldn't it be the same thing that since he's chatsi eved, chatsi ben chorin, so there's no yichas?
Why not? Why? There was
chatsi eved
after him. So he would have his ben, for sure, at least his ben chorin would have yichas.
So there'd be a key improvement because of the half?
Yeah, at least the ben chorin would have.
But Mafia, are you reading the word Eved Ein Lechai is to mean the father or the child?
It means both. It can be both. But I learned it was basically going on the father. But the father, Eved doesn't have Yichus. And therefore, I take it back. Where does it say? I lost the place again.
First line of Tosfos.
I don't know. I think it means both. That the father hasn't got yichus to make the child have yichus. It's because he doesn't have yichus, he can't make the child have yichus. He has no, He has nothing to give and nothing. But I think a goy does have yichus. I'm pretty sure a goy could fulfill pruvu, but an eved has no yichus.
I thought Rabbi was reading that the child is not misyaches, and therefore Rafi's question would be answered, because since the child is a shifcha, that's why he's not misyaches to his parents. If the child would have been a Jew, then it would be misyaches to the father, and the father would be mekayim pruvu.
Right, I'm meaning it to mean both, because I think it's both included in the same thing. That an eved doesn't have yichus, whether it's one cause or the other. The father doesn't have yichus, and therefore the son doesn't have yichus. No one has yichus, and that's why there's no fulfillment of pruvu, because the son is not misyaches after the father. Oh, so therefore, if you marry a shivcha, even the tzad ben chayrin shaba did not fulfill pruvu, because this child won't be a chatzi ben chayrin. This child is a full-fledged eved, and eved has no yichus. So therefore, there's no kima pruvu.
But Luisar, he was miyachus after the father, then he would be a half ben chayrin, and at least that half would get the mitzvah. So it would be yes. Good. Okay.
So, and then it's afilu shevis lokiyim. Tzivos wants to, you know, because we mentioned before that the Gemara is confusing, and that's what the next Tzivos deals with, is the Gemara starts out with we want pruvu, but then they quote the pasuk of Shabbos. So first Tzivos discusses you don't get the mitzvah pruvu, then he says you don't get the mitzvah Shabbos, get the mash b'has and the Shabbos taught him a pruvu. So therefore Tzivos kasha is, so what's the Gemara saying? Lisa shifchein yacho. Mashma, if you could marry a shifcha, there would be no problem. It's not true. Marrying a shifcha would not do anything for us, because it would just produce bodies, but it wouldn't produce shavas or pruvu. Okay. So the Tarot says, and for Tysus, so here's a big answer. So nonetheless, even though you're right, says the Ri, Dilo Kaifin Rabbo Lasos Ben Chayrim, right? That Dao is not the Bat. That Dao is an addition. Dilo Kaifin, I think. I think so, yeah. Dilo, oh, no, Dao is a, or a Hey. Could be it's a Hey. And it's a misprint, and it is a Bach, and it's still it's a Da, and it's a Lo Kaifin. So it comes out the same thing. We call it Gamal Marie, the Lo Kaifin, the Rabbo, Soiso Ben Chayrim. And since we have to be Kaifin, the Rabbo, and that's ready, we said it's not so simple, especially because it's an Avera, and the Rabbo doesn't want, so we wouldn't do a Mishim Purivu, and why Yoko, the guy, Mafido Shem is called, even to honors. Okay, so the problem is, Tzivos answered, we don't know what he's saying. So let's go over. Tzivos is saying that even though if you marry a shivka, you would not fulfill Shevas, but you fulfill Shevas Koldo. And therefore, we wouldn't be kaifin since you got Shevas Koldo and you're in Inus. Okay, so there are two problems with this Tzivos' answer. Anyone want to start with a problem? What's fair about Tzivos' answer?
Well, the Shevis Koldehu mean it's either a mitzvah or it's not.
Right. In other words, the Chaira, you never heard of a mitzvah called. In other words, I gave you guys an example. I go ahead, I have I remember once I went to a wedding and it was in a conservative shul. I don't know how I went, but it was in, you know, in Florida, they do that. They have, in New York, I don't think they do that, but it was in a considered shul. They don't use the sanctuary. Anyway, and they have they had the most gorgeous sukkah. It was gorgeous, beautiful decorations, chach, everything was kosher, you know, except for one problem. It was inside the building, right? But you couldn't tell because you looked at the sukkah, you couldn't tell. Everything was beautiful. So you're not going to tell me they got sukkah koldo. Again, it's just one halacha they didn't fulfill. If you don't fulfill halacha, it's a garnish, right? You have gorgeous tefillin, but the parshas are puzzle, so it's not tefillin. You don't get tefillin called though. If you know that your tefillin are paso, you're not tefillin. If your mezuzah is paso, it's not a mezuzah. If your tzitzis is paso, it's not a tzitzis. Where do you get Shabbos called though? What kind of halachic concept is this? That there's such a thing called Shabbos Koldo. If there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, and the Torah doesn't give you the mitzvah, because whenever the Torah knows what the parameters of the mitzvah is, and the Torah gives you zilch mitzvah, says you're not yaitzin a mitzvah, so what does it mean, Shabbos Koldo? Right? Very, very strange concept. Okay? That's, first of all, don't understand. Second thing I don't understand is, let's say you're going to explain what Shabbos Koldu means. So what's fair? Right.
A Koldu, I would be kaifa, but not for a mitzvah d'oraisa.
What? No, another pshat is, since you get Koldu, so you we're only kaifin for a mitzvah d'oraisa if it's going from 0 to 100. But if you, even without the kaifin, you can get 10, and the kaifin is only going to go from 10 to 100, so it's not such a benefit. In other words, if without the kaifin you got 0, and with the kaifin you get 100, so that's a gewaldig thing. So for that you have to do kaifin. But if before the kaifin you anyway can get kaldu, which let's say call it a 10. So the what are you gaining by kaifin? You're gaining 90, maybe 90. Is not enough of a gain to motivate a kaifin. Not saying that it's not a big gain, but it's not enough of a gain. The fact that you're a kaifin is a tremendous chiddush, and we're not kaifin. You need a tremendous benefit to be kaifin. So Taivis' answer, Parshat Shad, is Taivis is mechadesh some kind of chiddush that there's a thing called Shabbos Koldu, which we don't know what it means. Okay, that's what Rafi asked. We don't know what Shabbos Koldu means. And once Taivis is Mechadesh, there's a thing called Shabbos Koldu. So the pshat is there's not enough of a motivation. If Lu Yitzur, you could marry a Shivka, there wouldn't be enough of a motivation to be Kaifin, because Kaifin is a tremendous Chiddush. The Taivis in the third Taisis says, how do we never find such a thing that you force someone else to do an Avera so you could get a mitzvah? We don't say it's against the Gemara. And Taivis says it's because it's a mitzvah rabba. But otherwise, we would never do such a thing. We would force the Adin to do an Aveira so that the Eved could get a mitzvah. That we don't do that. I don't do Aveira so you can get mitzvahs. So you need the fact that there's some like tremendous mitzvah here. And once there's Shabbos Koldu, so the Kaifin is only giving us a 90% mitzvah. So a 90% mitzvah is not good enough to make a Kaifin. Okay.
And how does it combine with the Oinus?
Oh, that is a $2 million question. Why in the world does Taivis need the second thing, even Shu Oinus? In other words, it sounds like Taivis is just, what does Kimin Shu Oinus do? And obviously Oinus is not a factor, because the Gemara says we are kaifin even though he's an Oinus. So we don't say that, don't be kaifin because he's an Oinus. So what? If I say we're kaifin, that's a whole.
Well, it's a combination. Only a
combination. So what kind of? It sounds like two. L'chayra, I would have thought Shabbos Koldu is enough to answer the question. But why does Taivis assume, Shabbos Koldu sounds like structurally is enough to answer the question, that even though we find in the Gemara Chiddush that we're kaifin, Taivis Gupta asks a kasha, it's not logical. Taivis answers that we're going to be kaifin because it's a mitzvah rabba. So if you anyway got Shabbos Koldu, it's not a mitzvah rabba. That I can hear. That sounds like a logical answer. Why did Taivis feel the need? And how do they work? How do like two dead horses work together? That Taivis has to throw in Oinus. What does Oinus do? So what if it's an Oinus? But the whole Gemara says that we're kaifin to get the mitzvah. So I know you're not. That's the whole Gemara. that we have to be kaifing the guy to get a mitzvah. So what does it help me that you're an einus? It don't do nothing. You know, the whole Gemara was that Beis Shammai was saying, we want to get this mitzvah approved or shavas. And so good is an einus. But einus doesn't give you the mitzvah. Einus is only Pashipshat, again, anything is up to grabs, but Pashipshat, Einus only takes away that you're not going to be punished for Bittul Mitzvah. Einus Rachmana Patre, but you still didn't fulfill the Mitzvah, not Einus Lav Kamanda Oven. So, what do I care that you're honest? That's not relevant. The whole Gemara is saying is that we know he's an Einus, and that's what's bothering us. We don't want him to be an Einus. We want him to be able to get the Mitzvah. So what are you saying?
To the mitzvah because it's heaven?
What?
What's the einus?
To get the mitzvah.
Would he be theoretically, he would be an einus because he's stuck.
Right.
That's what you're saying? He can't do the mitzvah because he's stuck.
But you see from the Gemara that Beis Shammai is saying that we don't care that he's stuck. We want that mitzvah. That's what Beis Shammai is saying. Beis Shammai is saying, Yibato. You should say Yibato. I don't know Nivra, I never had a preview. I wouldn't mean he's Ines. So apparently Ines is not an answer. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yibato, even though he's an Ines, no, that's he can't.
Why can't it just be because he's an Ines, therefore there would be no Taina on him?
What?
Why can't it be since he's an Ines, there's no Taina on him? It's not like he's being mummed on. Why didn't you do this mitzvah?
So therefore the Gemara is against you. The Gemara asks the question, Li Bato. Right? The Gemara says, Li Bato, Yibato, not Li Bato, you should say it right. Yibato. And the Gemara answers, that's not an option because Lo Nibra Ainam and a Prevu. I really mean, but you're an Ainas. Because the Gemara, he is an Ainas. So Teretz, because he can't marry a Shifcha. So he's a total Ainas. So apparently the Gemara is saying that this Zvara, Hanono Nivra Ainam and Aprovu override applies even when there's an Ainas. So that the Svar of Ainas don't do anything for me. So Tivis is taking a Svar. Let me just add a question. Tivis is taking a Svar of Ainas, which is Mukhruch Minei and they in the Gemara, that it don't do nothing in this Sugya because it doesn't solve the problem. Granted, you're an Ainas, but yet we want the Mitzvah. We want Prevu. Aines Rachmana Patre, I'm not worried about. So what are your patre? But you're not giving me what I want. So Tavis is taking as far of Aines, which means Neyu Bein the Gemara's Mukhloch doesn't do anything. And he takes another Svara, which sounds like it would work. And for some reason, Tavis feels that the first Svara wouldn't work alone. And it needs a support from Svam Svara, and it doesn't work.
Like, he seems to be saying that because he could, if theoretically he could do the mitzvah of Sheves, and he was an Einus on the fact
Sheves
that
Sheves
Kaldu. You could do Sheves Kaldu, and he's an Einus on the fact that he can't do Puravu, that would be enough, that therefore we wouldn't force the other.
Okay. I have two questions. One is, how do these two dead horses work right together?
Okay.
And right, that's Rabbi Naiman's favorite question. If Sheves Kaldu alone is not enough, and Einus alone is not enough, so why you take two dead horses and put them together? Do they work together? And especially what Shver is, logically, I could hear that Sheves Kaldu alone is enough. So what is bothering Tisus, motivating Tisus to feel to make life so complicated? Tavis gives an answer, a Sheves Kaldu. That L'chaire is enough to answer the question. The Gemara says a tremendous Kiddush. Tavis himself later jumps on it that it makes no sense, that we're kaifin the rabble to do an Aveira to help someone else. You look at Tavis later.
What's the Aveira that the rabble's doing?
You look in the Tavis later, Tavis Kaifin, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. Bim Taimar, hey, think I feel a shakro. Harmina Berka Shaleach, to go on Mishacher Avdo over Bessay. There's a Pasuk of La Oilam Bohem Tavayu. So you're not supposed to free an Eved Kanani. So if you free an Eved Kanani, you're over an essay. So when we're forcing the Eved Adon to free him, we're forcing the Adon to go over an essay.
I want to be tight.
Maybe you'll say that we do this because of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is doicha the avera of the oilam emtavoidu. We have a rule in Shas, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, that we don't tell someone to do an avera so that someone else should get a mitzvah. That's a very important rule. You don't do averes to help someone else get a mitzvah. So Tovis answered. I'm skipping to the answer. So two lines down, or maybe three lines down. One, two, three, four lines down. So Tovis says, "For Omeri, the Mishum the mitzvah Rabba Shari, that the only reason why it's mutter." Because it's mitzvah rabba. So Tovis in his Havamina could not understand why you're kaifit. Tovis in his Tarot says, that min the fun, that because this is such a mitzvah rabba, so that's why we're kaifit. So you could say very simple, that it's only a mitzvah rabba if you go from 0 to 100. Then it's a mitzvah rabba. But if anyway, we would have gotten Sheves called out. So through the, even without the kaifin, so we're not gaining so much through the kaifin. We're only gaining from the difference between Shavuos Kaldu and full Shavuos. So therefore, for that, we're not going to be kaifin. The answer works. So Tovis's answer of Shavuos Kaldu logically is a perfect answer by itself. So,
and there's no extra gain by saying the fact that he would be an inus on the on that part. Doesn't make him better. He's able to do the mitzvah as an eved, and not only that, the part of him that's a yid is pottered out because he's an inus.
But the fact that Tysus says it means it's not just saying it for extra gain and just to be a yenta. It means that Tysus feels that it's a necessary for the answer, and without that point, you would
definitely
not have
his lushin seems to say that because he says Afilu Shavuos Kaldu Kevan Shuinus. So Kevan Shuinus seems to be connected. He's saying the two things are connected.
Right, obviously, yes. So the problem is one is that the Chayra Shavuos Kaldu alone could have answered the question. Well, there's really three questions. First is what Rafi asked, what does Shavuos Kaldu mean? It's a very good question. I don't know what Shavuos Kaldu means. I never heard of a Kaldu who ain't mitzvah. Either yes or no. There's no Kaldus.
Second of all, the question is,
why does Tovis need Ines? Once you tell me that there is such a thing as a Kaldu who mitzvah, so then you answer your question. Because then there's not such a tremendous gain to be kaifin. And third of all, if for some reason or another Kaldu alone did not answer the question, so what does Ines do? Ines we see is not relevant in this sugya, because that's Mubok in the whole sugya, that Beishamai are saying, Beishamai also know he's an Ines. And Aval Bigain, they say, you didn't fulfill, we don't care that it's an Ines, we want Sheves. Don't give me Ines. Ines doesn't give me, Ines is Lav Kamanda Ovid. Onis doesn't give, the world is created for Shavuos. I need Shavuos. Onis is not giving me what I need. So what in the world are you saying? So how does Onis work? So there's three problems. One is I don't know what Kaldu is. Two is I don't know why Tovis feels he needs it. And three, I don't know how these two dead horses, and once you grant that Shavuos Kaldu is a dead horse by itself, how it joins forces with Ines, which the Chorot is a completely dead horse, because it doesn't give you the mitzvah Shavuos at all. And the whole sugya is we want Shavuos, we want Pruvu. So Nibra Einam Eda, Ines is not solving that problem.
Rebbe, if we say that Shavuos is not a pshat, is another form of Pruvu, but Pruvu is a mitzvah, like Mila is a mitzvah, and then to not be an oral, meaning he the Taitsa is there. That's an accomplishment.
So maybe Shevis is not pshat. It's another form of Puruvu. It's totally improved. Puruvu is the mitzvah. Shevis means that we want the world to be part.
The next Tysis says that it's, that Shevis is a mitzvah rabba.
It is a mitzvah rabba because that's part of the society itself, is we want the olam being proactive or being part of that society should be involved in that, in that. Should be towards that tzitzah of population.
Okay,
but the mitzvah of Puruvu and Shevis are two different levels, are two different Taiva layers.
Says, our Taiva says that you don't get the mitzvah of Shevis if there's no yichud. So either Shevis is a mitzvah rabba, and we're concerned with Shevis not because of some logical thing. We're concerned with Shevis because it's a mitzvah rabba. That's what Taiva clearly says in the next Taisis. And yet, but there's no mitzvah at all when there's no yichus. So what is the the world is this called though? I don't know what it is.
He doesn't say shevis. Again, he doesn't say shevis. He doesn't say that there's no shevis when there's no yichus. He says there is a shevis kolduhu, if I'm correct. When even afal pi there's no yichus, there is still a shevis kolduhu. I say the shevis kolduhu is a lower level of tetzah. That's all I'm saying.
So Rafi has a very good question. Why is it only a kolduhu? Because you're missing there's a requirement to yaitzin shevis, you need yichus. And there's no yichus. So if there's no yichus, so then there's no...
Shevis is not because of yichus. The Puruvu is also the yichus.
Taivis says Shevis is also because Taivis said in our Taivis.
This the normally words to Puruvu.
Is contingent on Shevis.
Right, contingent on Puruvu. That's right, because the contingent, but just like Mila is contingent on Maisa Mila, but if somebody's born in Oral, if somebody's born circumcised, he's also circumcised. It doesn't mean that the Taitzah is not there. It means that the Hechi Timsa to get there is all through Puruvu. But if the Puruvu's gone, now I have Shevis. I have an opportunity for Shevis. Now the Shail is, should I accomplish with the Shevis or not? The Puruvu's gone. I cannot work through that system. There's no Yichus. Puruvu's gone. I have a lower level called Shevis. So we could remain in the Shevis system or not.
Gotcha. There's no Shevis either.
That's what's got. There's a Torah says that there's a still, it still could be on a low, on the second level. The Tetzah is still there. I don't need to go through the front door. I can still have the Shevis that he's Isaac in that. He can't get through Puruvu. I can't go through that front door. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. At 3 minutes to the end of the share, I would rather leave it Shver. I don't get it so well.
Isn't the goal to give the bomb at the end of Shir and then leave it till the next time?
The goal is that I don't understand. The goal is to make it through Shir. That's the goal.
Actually, the second and third question, it doesn't explain the kolduhu, but if we say that the only reason it's a Shevis kolduhu is because he's an ones, that if he wasn't an ones, it wouldn't even be a Shevis kolduhu, then that would explain how they work together, and it would explain why Tosis needs onus. He needs Kivan Shu onus to explain.
The Lashon of Tosis. And that doesn't sound like from the Lashon. Tosis sounds like he's saying, I have that thing called Shevis Kaldu, but that would be enough, Kivan Shu onus.
It could be that he's explaining that the onus is a reason. I mean, where is Tosfos getting that Shevis kolduhu, is all I need? Yeah, maybe let's say Shevis kolduhu brings you to 15%. If a regular Shevis brings you to 50%, and then period review brings you to 100. Maybe when the Gemara is saying that Kaifin is for everything, so he's saying no, the rest onus will take care of it. The rest of the things, the mitzvah of Shevis, the regular Shevis, the mitzvah of period review. That, he says, onus will take care of it.
I hear, but we have two problems. One is, maybe yes, maybe no. But what's motivating Taivis to say that? Just say that in order to do the kaifin, you needed this super mitzvah rabba. And as long as you don't have a mitzvah rabba, we're not kaifin. I don't need onus. I just, once your Shevis kolduhu, it's not a mitzvah rabba anymore. Because you're not gaining such a big gain.
So no, that's
a second. And the second problem is, I don't know, superficially, Ines doesn't do anything for you. Because Ines, all Ines does is Ines takes away the Onesh. Ones takes away that we're not going to punish you. But our Gemara is not dealing with punishment. Our Gemara is focusing on that we want ha'olam lo nivra et shavet periyivya. Meaning, it's not focusing on that you're going to burn in Gehenna and we have a tain on you. There's a horrible avera being committed. The Gemara also knows there's an aynes. The Gemara's focus is that, but we want the mitzvah. So aynes is not going to help me. You know, the aynes is an aforti. Aynes, but aforti, we don't have what we want. Hashem wants the pre-viewer. Hashem wants Shevis. So aynes, pashas aynes is almost irrelevant in this sugya. Aynes is a valid point because if not for aynes, it would have been an avera. Okay, but that's even before you get to our Gemara. That's okay. But that's not what the Gemara is dealing with. The Gemara is not dealing with how do we get out of the Averas. The Gemara doesn't say, no one had a Havamina that Beis Shammai is saying, oh, there's a problem of Averas. It's not what that doesn't seem to be what Beis Shammai is saying. Beis Shammai is saying, oh, there's a problem that we're missing this Mitzvah Rabbah. That's what Tosfos says in the next Tosfos. We want this Mitzvah Rabbah. Tosfos in the very next Tosfos says it again, that we quote Shabbos.
Okay. Can I ask one point of clarification? When we say when Tosfos says Shevis Kolshu, is Tosfos saying that it's a percentage, a certain part of the mitzvah of Shevis, or is Tosfos saying Shevis Kolshu is a part of Purubu? Meaning Shevis Kolshu is a partial fulfillment of Purubu. 100% would be Purubu. But instead, he's doing Shevis Kolshu.
Parshav Chadi means the first way. He means you didn't even get Shevis. You know, Tosfos already puts down in his kasha that you don't even have Shevis. Because Shevis, if Tosfos says in Farish in his question, Afido Shevis lo kiyum. So Shevis, you weren't fulfilled. Says Tosfos, even though you didn't fulfill Shevis, but there's a chiddush that you can still fulfill Shevis kaldo.
Okay. Rabbi, if we would view Shevis as the second way, like Hillel was saying, as a partial fulfillment of Puruvu, it's a 50% Puruvu, let's say, that first of all makes the Gemara make more sense, number one, right? Because the Gemara, when it said, we had a question on it based on that, if it's a partial, then we understand that first of all more. Second of all, it makes Tosfos make more sense, because what Tosfos is saying is, if the Eved part of him could do Shevis, and LMI, the Yiddish part of him, can't do the mitzvah, and he at least can tie to Inus, so then we would be fine. Meaning, he's doing this partial mitzvah, this 50% mitzvah of Shevis, right? And the Yiddish part of him is crying and says, what about me? We say, don't worry, you're an Inus. So the two of them can work together to be something.
Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, is that crazy?
I don't know. It's after time. I don't have the answer. It's not so much, man.
You're
saying that one.